The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCamma, joined by publisher Jody Demling. And we're going to talk a little men's hoops. Quite a bit going on as the season, as you know, I want to say thankfully, or whatever word you want to choose, has come to an end as the Cardinals, a historically bad
season. Finally.
Yeah, 4-28, but 2-18 in the ACC. I mean, just numbers that you never thought you would see associated with the Louisville basketball program, and obviously the deep tradition that it has. And but you know, the season's completed, Jody, so the focus is going to start moving forward. But first, let's put a bow on the season, maybe. I mean, it was just a tough experience, really. I mean, if we're being honest with it, for everybody, fans and media, I don't care who you were, it's been a tough, difficult, and rough year for Louisville basketball, for sure.
It would be one ugly ass bow you put on that season. Everybody lived through it. Well, I don't think everybody lived through it, because I don't think a lot of people ended up watching a lot of the games toward the end. Everybody, you saw what happened. You know what happened. People were tuning in and out and that kind of thing. You know, you and I had to live through every single game, every minute of every single game. And, you know, there were things that you just didn't ever think you would see with a Louisville basketball team. There were things that, you know, stats that, you know, I was with Kelly Dickey at the ACC tournament, and poor Kelly, you know, he's always Mr. Positive and always trying to come up with, different things and all that. Kelly is the most positive guy in the world, and he couldn't come up with anything positive. So that's really tough.
Yeah, you know, and just thinking back on the year, I mean, obviously started with the 0-9, you know, start, the 10-game losing streak, ends on a 5-game losing streak, and that really kind of defines how the season was. It was a season of consistency as far as turnovers, the inability to consistently defend somebody, you know. But I guess probably a good way to measure about how bad it got is there was a stretch there in the season when it seemed like, you know, myself included, so many of us were just looking for any little indicator that things were shifting towards a positive turn, you know. And occasionally we might see something or feel something. They won 4 games, you know, where you start to feel, okay, maybe they're seeing the light a little bit. But, you know, then the next game tips off and you realize, you know, fool's gold. You know, so certainly when you have a team that finishes 4-28, in the first year of a head coach, you know, some drastic things need to happen. And that's currently now underway with guys deciding to, you know, I'm out of here. Probably, you know, a mutual parting of ways is probably a good way to describe it for probably most of them. But yeah, it's gotta be a off season of change for the University of Louisville basketball program to get this thing righted. You know, and there's obviously varying opinions, Jody, on all aspects of it, what should be done, but certainly a lot of change needs to happen for things to shift forward again.
Michael, look, it's been 10 years ago. We celebrated a couple weeks ago. 10 years ago was a magical season. Unbelievable. That was so much fun. Okay. It's hard to believe. It feels like a million years ago because of everything that's happened between now and then. And I think that day, I had someone who was connected with that 2013 team in a big way. I was talking to this person, and we were just talking about what has happened and how it's all transpired. And the person kind of, it hit me when a person said, it was like, you know what? Like, yes, Kenny Payne's the coach now. Chris Mack was the coach before. Rick Pitino got fired. I guess it lended to, Michael, who do you blame for all this? Now, you know, you and I are not into the blame game, but if you're a fan out there and you're thinking about the Louisville basketball program and where it's gone, there's about 15 people you can blame.
Yeah.
You could go all the way back to Karen Seifer. You can do Katina Powell and Andre McGee, Rick Pitino, Coach Mike. You know, remember there's so many, and I don't even know who Coach Mike really was. You know what I mean? Like, then you can go to Chris Mack. You could go to Dino Gaudio. You can go to, Kenny Payne. You can go to Vince Tyree or Josh Hurd or Tom. There's so many things. So,
bored.
So my thing is, this season was rock bottom, okay?
Has to be.
Absolutely, absolutely rock bottom. The only way, the only way you can go is up from here. But in order to do that, you have to really turn things around. So that's why, I don't know if you read my story that I posted last night that's on the board. Eric Bossy said it best for me, that the next few weeks are critically important for Louisville basketball. There's going to be a couple players that you might say get rid of as fans or us as media people. This, you might not believe me, but a 4-28 team, these guys were really close as a team and as a staff. So I don't know that there's really a get rid of among the guys as far as the staff is concerned, but not fitting with what they want to do, not being not being the right person for a position. So maybe agreeing to move on. That's how we'll look at it. So at the time that we're recording this, we know of three: Devin Ree, Fabio Basile, and Kamari Lance. Roosevelt Wheeler's coming at some point soon. We think Jalen Withers is probably coming at some point soon. I don't know where I've lost count of where that leaves us, Michael. You and I have said from the end of the season, which was Tuesday night, that we think Mike James, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, JJ Traynor, Emmanuel Okorafor will be back. I still think those are the four that are coming back. In order for this thing to get turned around, let's go with the next month and a half, 2 months. Let's go with 2 months between now and Derby. This roster has to be flipped upside down, and they have to get some what you call dudes on this team, because quite honestly, there were some, there's some guys that we thought could be good players and all that, but this team only had one dude. That was L. Ellis. At this point, we don't know if that dude's coming back. You need dudes to win basketball games. So the next few weeks is very important.
Yeah, you absolutely need guys that are like, I want the ball in my hand when the time is running out. I want the ball in my hand when the other team is up in their pressure. And like you said, I think really, when it comes down to it, L. Ellis was really the only guy that was willing to take that role this year. And obviously it was a lot of young guys and some guys that just didn't seem to have that part of, I don't know, the X factor is part of their game. But yeah, you're going to need multiple guys in multiple positions. And certainly from what we're hearing and seeing and tracking, since that final horn sounded against that ugly loss to Boston College to kick him out of the ACC tournament, it sounds like they're doing what they need to do to at least get some of those guys on campus. Obviously they have to finish it and make it a reality. But it sounds like they're targeting a lot of guys that are dudes. And like you said, they need a lot of dudes if you want to, climb up from the bottom. And Jody, one of the questions, not to get off top, off track, but I'm curious that, how much progress needs to be made, from year one to year two with the rebuilt roster? What does year two need to be look like to kind of, start to maybe satisfy is not the right word, but start to engage or excite the fan base again?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, you got to win. I mean, yeah. Winning will cure everything. And if you get the right roster here, look, we've seen it at other places. It can happen. I know people are skeptical of the staff. People are skeptical of the transfer portal. People are skeptical of different things. And rightly so. I mean, I think right and just to question at this point, will this thing turn around? But in my opinion, you know, he gets a second year, he obviously is getting a second year. So I think as a fan base, you just have to hope that that he can turn this around. And again, I think you can be skeptical. You can be wonder if this thing is going to get turned around or not, because that's the way it is. But here's the other thing, Michael. I think when you go back to what you were talking about, one of our national analysts, I've done a couple of stories with the three national analyst quotes, and somebody, I can't remember, I think it was Adam Finkelstein, who's our director of scouting, who's an unbelievable eye for talent, made the point that you can't do this with high school kids. You can't do it with just transfers, but you really can't do it with a lot of high school kids. You have to have some transfers in there. So, absolutely. Curtis Williams and Caleb Glenn, two high school guys. Dennis Evans, we both put crystal balls in. He's visiting this weekend. I think he joins the fold. I think there's a more than better chance that Trenton Flowers, I still don't know that Trenton Flowers has really made a decision yet in his mind. His commitment's coming up here soon. Is he going to transfer, you know, is he going to reclassify into that 23 class? He would be a big one. So that would be four high school guys. That's all the high school guys you want. The other guys, you want portal guys. You want guys that can be, as we said, dudes that come in. Now, with that being said, I honestly believe, the one out there now that we know, Sky Clark, I think there'll be mutual interest with him. I think when he does go in the portal officially, he's left Illinois team. When he goes to the portal officially, I think Louisville will be the first to reach out and contact him. Other than that, I think a lot of the guys right now are still not in the portal that we will hear kind of mentioned with Louisville. It'll be interesting on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the guys that go in right away. Now, with that said, the NCAA tournament doesn't start until Thursday. There's going to be guys off of NCAA tournament teams that go into the portal, and you obviously want winning teams and that kind of thing, you know, winning guys and that kind of thing, the culture. So that's going to be good too. Look, this is going to be a crazy offseason in college basketball like we've never seen before. Yep. And you're going to have, it wouldn't shock me, name a team that makes it, you think might make it to the Final Four right now. They're going to have two or three players go into the portal. It's just the way it is. It's going to happen that way from now on. And we're just going to have to live with it. So there's going to be plenty of options out there for Kenny and his staff to go grab. It's a matter of them getting that done and then getting to work right away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're coming off a 4-28 season, that's still crazy to
say. Stop saying that number.
It's just, you know, I have to have it sink in that it's reality. But when you're a Louisville basketball program and you're going to have multiple spots, I mean, it's quite a unique situation. If you're somebody out there thinking of transferring and you want to make an impact, there are going to be very few programs, and I think, of Louisville stature that's going to be able to offer so much playing time immediately, the ability, you know, to turn a program around, you know, to play in one of the nation's best arenas, you know, on and on and on. Now, obviously, there's going to probably be some skepticism from the player side because, hey, Louisville's coming off of a, you know, disappointing season. How about that? You know, in year two of a coach that struggled in year one. So it's going to be interesting to see how, you know, those two you know, bounce from each other as they start hitting the portal, what guys are ready to make that jump to a program like Louisville to help lift it up and become a star, and which ones what might have initial interest but back off because they're skeptical, which is understandable as well. So it's going to be interesting offseason, like you said.
Think about this as we close up. Think about this, okay? A lot of people talk about, well, how can they do this? There's no way, you know, that kind of thing. If it all goes how we think, okay, as far as guys coming back, and it's perfect, it's all perfect in, well, okay, if it goes to guys coming back, we think four, and I think L is still kind of up in the air. So we'll even throw L in there. That's five off of this year's team. Caleb Curtis, Bron Davis, even if you get Dennis Evans and you get Trenton Flowers, which would be the perfect scenario, okay? I'm not predicting this. I'm saying what if, okay? If you get the perfect scenario, that's 10. You still have three spots for transfers left. You go get three dudes out of the transfer portal, put it with that 10, and it's a much better team.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, then you got all the other factors that need to come into play. They have to mesh well and get along with the coaching staff and all that kind of stuff. But certainly this is the first step point or the first step on that road back, and they need to do well. I mean, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of buzz. Obviously, they need to close on the kids that they're going to go after and give the Louisville fans an entirely new product that they're proud to cheer for next year.
Yep, they do. And it's, like I said, it's a very critical couple of months here, a few weeks and a couple months between now and Derby Day. We'll do a podcast around Derby time to kind of react to this podcast and see how we did as far as the projection and all that. But I think, Michael, between now let's just say between now and the end of April, that things are going to look a lot different with this Louisville basketball program. And hopefully so, because 4-28, yes, I'll say it one more time, and then I'm never saying it again. 4-28 is not what you want. And in the NCAA tournament, I want to be excited on Selection Sunday next year, trying to figure out where we're going to go to follow the cards and not have it be March sadness. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. This has been our basketball edition. Now, hopefully we've got some commitment editions coming up here very, very soon of the Cards Cast.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.